Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family, and we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar. Oh, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere that has pain anywhere in their body to know that by His stripes you were healed. And I believe that there's such a presence of God in this studio right now. Why? Because I'm speaking to Dr. Loretta Blasingame, and she's been to heaven. And I believe that just as Jesus said, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven," Loretta has brought a lot of the presence of God right into this studio right now, and I can just coast in the anointing. I believe that anyone that's sick of anything, this is your moment, especially backs in Jesus' name, especially backs. Now, Loretta, when you were in heaven, you got some insight into aging. For instance, one of your, was it your brother, had died as an infant?
Yes, Sid. He was 6 weeks old when he died. And when I asked the Lord in heaven if I could see my baby brother, a child about the age of a 12-year-old on this earth appeared by Jesus' side. And when I looked at him, I first said, "No, Lord, this is not my baby brother. I want to see my little baby brother." And the Lord said, "This is your brother, John Thomas." And that was my brother's name.
Did he look happy?
He looked happy, and he was beautiful. And he had bright blue eyes and real blonde curly hair. And his little face was just perfection.
Okay, so young infants, they'll grow to adulthood. What about someone that's older that goes to heaven? Do they get younger?
Well, when I went to heaven, I asked the Lord if I could see my grandmother, and my grandmother appeared at his side. Now, on this earth, she was 76 years old when she died, but in heaven, she didn't look a day over 20 years old. She had golden hair. Her face was just perfection, no wrinkles. She was healed. She was beautiful. But on this earth, she was 76 when she died. So when we get to heaven, we're all going to look very young.
I love your description of heaven in your book we're making available. Is anybody up there? Talk about time. That's not an ingredient in heaven, is it?
No, Sid, because in heaven, the moment you think something, it just happens. Like the Lord said to me when I asked if I could go see my mansion, we just went right through the door. We were there. He didn't say, "We'll take a walk over there." We were just there. And I saw people eating fruit on the table, and the moment they took one, another one appeared. Everything's just instant.
One of the things that really struck me hard was in your book you said you were surprised there weren't as many people in heaven as you expected.
I did say that to the Lord, and He said, "I want you to look at all this." He said, "See how pure and how holy this is?" He said, "No sin is going to enter in up here."
So what does that mean?
Well, I think that means the things that in the Bible that the Lord says for us not to do. I think it means that we're not to do them, you know.
So what we call 21st century American Christianity, where sin is almost acceptable, that's not going to cut it in heaven?
No, I don't believe it will. And I believe the Lord, because He told me He wanted me to come back to earth and go to the world and tell what He had told me in heaven. And when God says to he to knoweth to do good and doeth it not to him it's sin, why did the Lord say that in the Bible? Because He put things in the Bible for us not to do. Well, if we do sin, He says He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sin when we repent. Well, that means we're to repent when we know we've done something wrong. I don't think that a person can just live the way they want to live and think they're going to make heaven, because, Sid, that's not what's going to happen.
Tell me the first miracle that occurred when you prayed for someone.
The first miracle when I prayed for someone, I was 13 years old. And I prayed for a lady who needed a brand new heart, and she told me 2 weeks later, she went to the doctor and came back, and she said, I have a new heart.
Well, you got a new heart, the heart of a, what was that, a 13-year-old?
Yes, and I was checked about 2 years ago, and they say my heart's like I'm 20 now.
So you must have a lot of faith for people to get new hearts.
Oh, I sure do, because I just think if God gave me a new heart, he'll give them a new heart.
You know, I feel that it would be almost an injustice if I don't let you teach and minister for the rest of today and tomorrow's broadcast and move in words of knowledge and healing. Would you do that?
I would be glad to, Sid. And I'd like to just read one scripture. The Bible says, you know, people say we were healed at Calvary. Well, we were. But if you're sitting today in a wheelchair, you don't have a manifestation of that. But Paul said in 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, the 7th verse, he said, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. Then he starts off by naming them. For to one's given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge. Now, what Sid just called out, that was a word of knowledge. And when he gave that word, the manifestation came. And that was done when he said that hearts are being healed. And then it goes on to say faith by the same Spirit, to another healings by the same Spirit, to another the workings of miracles. Jesus did pay for your healing at Calvary, but if you're sick today and you need a new heart, you need a manifestation. So in the name of Jesus, we just speak those hearts to be healed and be created in your body now in the name of Jesus. Someone by the name of John, you just got a brand new heart. You went to the doctor. They've told you you're going to have heart surgery. Your name is John, but people call you Johnny. They have from the time you were a young boy. But you just got that new heart. There's a person who just got a brand new liver. That liver was created. You're getting the manifestation of it. As a matter of fact, I see you. You're putting your hand on your chest now because your chest is very hot. God is creating that liver in you in the name of Jesus. There's a man that you have just been told they're going to take you off of your job, put you on disability. Your name is Lewis, and the Lord has given you a new heart right now. He's given you a brand new valve in that heart. They've told you that you've got to have a new valve, that you cannot work, but you're getting that right now, Lewis, in the name of Jesus. You go back to your doctor. Let him check it. You'll see that heart is there. There's a tumor on the back of someone's brain right now. That tumor's dissolving. You'll just put your hand back there. You'll see that tumor is gone in the name of Jesus. You're getting the manifestation. The manifestation means it's not there anymore. There's a man, your right foot, the doctor has told you that they're going to want to do an amputation. Take your foot off because of sugar diabetes. It's got gangrene in there now. But God has given you a brand new foot. You're getting the manifestation. Even your toes have been numb. You have not been able to feel those toes. There's heat going down in your toes. And God is healing your whole foot, giving you new muscles and new nerves now in your foot. You're getting the full manifestation of it. You go back to the doctor, the doctor will verify you have a new foot. They will not amputate that foot in the name of Jesus. And when you get the report, you let Sid know by an email or a phone call that you have the manifestation. The manifestation means it's done. What he paid for at Calvary is being done. There's a little baby that's facing heart surgery. He's 3 years old. I see him right now in the spirit. That baby is getting a new heart right now. Mother, if you will take the baby back, don't let him do the surgery. Tell him you want him to do the tests again. He's on a list for heart surgery. You tell him to do the test again, Mother. That baby is getting a new heart right now in the name of Jesus. He's getting the manifestation of it. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now, whatever you need and whoever you are and wherever you are, whatever you need, just right now tell the Lord. Just speak that to God. Lord, drop a manifestation of your healing. Power, the workings of miracles. Someone just got a brand new eye created in your left eye. That creation is taking place right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You're getting the manifestation of it. As a matter of fact, you can see out of that eye now In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Loretta, I have a question for you. I know you operate in miracles and creative miracles in particular and words of knowledge, but you said, I see you. Do you also have visions?
Sometimes I do, but I did see that little boy, and I saw that tumor on the back of someone's head. Sometimes I just hear it, but that I just saw. I just saw it in the spirit realm.
And explain this to me. As we were talking, something touched. It wasn't heat, but something touched my right hand. Any idea what that meant?
It meant, because I asked the Lord this morning that the Lord would touch you, because when I was watching your program one night, God revealed to me that he had given you a gift of healing and that he was going to use your right hand when you touched people. And I did ask the Lord today. I said, Lord, reveal that to him. And let it happen today while we're talking, that he'll know he received that.
Well, that's your confirmation. It's my confirmation, too.
See, I'm excited.
Listen, we really want to make your book available. Is anybody up there? Everyone has prayed that. Well, we know because of Loretta's experience of going to heaven and walking with the Lord all of these years, she knows that he is up there, but he's also inside of you if you're a child of God. And the presence of God is so strong on this book. She has testimonies, and she has her testimony in. She has her experiences in heaven, experiences with the Lord. And I've read lots of books about experiences, but I haven't read lots of books that have such a presence of God on it as this one does. And many people that are reading it, because of the presence of God, because their faith is being stretched, they get miracles just from reading the book. You that sense the presence of God, how would you like to read a book that the whole book you'll feel the presence of God? We're making this available for a donation of $18. The name of the book is Anybody Up There? Bless yourself. Bless the Lord. Bless others. Send us a donation of $18 for Is Anybody Up There? If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or our archives, or subscribe to our radio and TV podcasts, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.